Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for September the 1st. Today's devotion is entitled, A New Way of Seeing Others. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 16. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Paul testified that his perspective on Christ and others had been completely transformed. Before his encounter with the risen Lord, he had judged Jesus according to the flesh, viewing him merely as a man and dismissing him as a false Messiah. Yet after meeting the glorified Christ on the Damascus Road, Paul no longer evaluated him with worldly standards, but recognized him as Lord and Savior. This new way of seeing Christ also changed the way Paul saw others. He no longer judged them by appearance, heritage, or other worldly categories, but saw them in light of Christ's redeeming work. For Paul, every person was either in Christ as a new creation or still outside of him in need of reconciliation. Like Paul, we too are tempted to judge others by worldly measures, status, success, race, appearance, or reputation. Yet Christ calls us to see people differently. Since he has opened our eyes to his glory, he also reshapes the way we look at those around us. We must no longer regard others according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Each person we encounter is someone Christ died to save. They are either our brother or sister in Christ or a soul whom God desires to reconcile to himself. When we adopt this new perspective, prejudices fall away, worldly judgments lose their grip, and love compels us to see people through the eyes of Christ. This new way of seeing others fuels our mission of reconciliation, reminding us that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times we have judged others by outward appearances and worldly measures. Open our eyes that we might see others as you see them. Help us to remember that in Christ all things are made new. May we love and value each person, not according to the flesh, but as those made in your image and as those for whom Christ died. Teach us to walk in this new way of seeing, so that our lives might reflect your reconciling love. In Jesus' name, amen.